Chapter 12. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honour. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. The next day the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel! Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honour the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name.
What is our heart's response to Jesus? We see Mary, having paid a year's wages to buy the best and costliest perfume she could put her hands on, and all in one go she pours it out over Jesus' feet, and, wonder of wonders, uses her hair as a towel. And yet we see in contrast Judas. What a waste of money. You see, the contrast comes from their heart. Jesus says, out of our heart comes the real you and me. Well, Jesus saw the devotion and the worship of Mary's heart. It was like announcing and commemorating his death before the event. God looks at my heart. God looks at your heart, friend, right now. What is the desire of your heart towards Jesus? What is the response of your heart towards what Jesus did when he died on that cross for you? How do I respond? Well, there were many Jews. Their response was to put their faith in Jesus. We see the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. People like Mary shouting, Hosanna. That word Hosanna means save now. Well, that was what Jesus was about to do 5 days later by dying on a cross. There were some Greeks. This is the first time we read of Gentiles, of non-Jews, coming into the picture in John's Gospel. We want to meet Jesus. And do you remember Jesus saying 7 times over previously, My hour is not yet come. Yet now he says to these Gentile folk, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Friends, Jesus was glorified as he died on that cross. And Jesus is glorified when I put my trust in him. It was for this very reason I came to this hour, says Jesus. He came to this world not just as a good teacher, but as a saviour to save me and forgive me of my sin.